Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:06. We're playing Fact or Bullcrap. Got some tickets to the JC's Haunted House. It's open tonight, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I misread a sheet earlier, and it is
open now till Halloween.
By the way, Sunday is Kids Day, 1 to 3. It's less scary. It's for kids 10 and under. So
would have been a great time to take Thea then, maybe.
Instead of when, yeah.
She begged.
She begged to go, and then cried all the way through it.
Only at the beginning. Then she was hidden underneath the coat the whole rest of the
way. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I warned her about it.
That's what you call tough love.
Well, I had to with it. You know?
Didn't. No, I would have done the same thing. I wouldn't have even bothered with the coat.
Well, it was that or take her out. But, I mean, no, she begged and begged and begged and begged and begged to go.
If it would have been Jackie, I would have carried her all the way through. But she was going to go through it. She was the one who begged me to. You wanted to go through it.
I know, and that's why I made her
go
through.
That's what I would have done. I wouldn't have let her hide under a coat. Maybe that sounds mean, but hey.
But, you know,
lesson learned.
If she would have listened to me when I said, you're too young to go, it's going to be scary.
Yeah.
If she would have listened, but, you know, she had to be Miss Independent.
Found her down. Let's see. Mary's on the phone. How are you, Mary?
Great. How about you?
Not too bad. So, do you know how Fact or Bullcrap works?
I just heard it this morning.
Okay. So, you know how it works then?
Yes.
All right. I will give you the statement. Fact or Bullcrap, 2 out of 3 right. You win the tickets, all right?
All right.
Here is your first one, Mary. If Obama wins, a war movie is likely to win Best Picture next year. Is that fact or bullcrap?
Bullcrap.
That is bullcrap!
It is bullcrap. In fact, 2 of the 3 war movies that won Best Picture
So I told you I wasn't worried about this.
2 of the 3 war movies that won Best Picture after an election were after a Democrat won. Damn it. I don't even care about your game anymore. I'm just upset. I got to get a red wig and red pants. Okay. If Obama wins, a musical is more likely to win Best Picture. Is that fact or bullcrap?
Bullcrap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That is a scientific fact.
Uh-huh.
2 of the 3 musicals that won after Democrats won elections. Okay, you got one more, though.
Okay.
Here is your last one, Mary. If Romney is elected, it's more likely to snow for the ball drop in New York City on New Year's Eve.
Bullcrap.
That is bullcrap!
It is bullcrap!
All right.
Good job.
Nice job. It has snowed twice on the New Year's Eve after the election, once after a Democrat was elected, and once after a Republican was, so it's not really one way or the other. So... Huh. There you go, Mary. You have got yourself a couple of tickets to the JC's Haunted House, all right?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Pink. So what? Hot 104.7. It's 9:09.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Oh, hey, that is the Lumineers. It's Hot 104.7, brand new music, 9:15 right now. We're going to talk about a 52. Chance of some rain today. It's a little chilly out there right now. It's 50. Could be worse, though. It could be pouring rain, and you're standing outside in it.
That would suck.
It did suck on Thursday when I was reffing football.
Mm-hmm.
Those lucky dogs last night. Nice, beautiful night. Anyway, internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
They said you were a great asset. I said they were off by 2 letters.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're one of those people that decides... Hey, let's get the video camera out, or I'm going to take a video on my cell phone, you know, while you're bow chicka wow wow.
Don't do that.
88% of it ends up online.
Really?
88%.
Holy Hannah.
If there is not another reason why, you should all listen to me right now and never, ever, ever, ever bust out a camcorder when you're naked or a camera phone. Never, ever do it. No matter what the circumstance. Even if it's for a medicinal purpose, you know, you want to show something to your doctor, don't do it. Go into the doctor. It's going to end up online.
I don't understand the videotaping, that's for sure.
Well, for your doctor, yeah. Why would you need to video? I can think of some reasons, but I don't want
awkward.
To say them on the radio. Yeah. Is PMS a myth? According
no.
to some new studies of other studies, I know that sounds annoying. PMS might be a myth.
Oh, bullcrap.
A team from the University of Otago in New Zealand reviewed 47 different scientific studies on PMS. Only 15% of the studies found that classic PMS is real, meaning a woman's mood got worse as her time of the month approached, and then got better once it started. Another 38% of the studies found that premenstrual syndrome is really just menstrual syndrome. So a woman's mood does get worse, but it goes away as soon as her period starts. As for the rest of the studies, the other 38% found there's no association between a woman's mood and her cycle.
What? I do not believe that. At all.
Yeah. I am going to call...
That is bullcrap!
Yeah, it
yeah.
is.
That, wow.
But if 85% of the studies found that classic PMS doesn't really exist, why is it so widespread or such a widespread idea?
I don't know. Yeah.
And why are they able to sell Midol and things like that?
Well, Midol helps with cramps. That's not going to take away your moodiness.
Oh.
That's a whole different type of medication.
Okay.
And wine.
I don't know. So that's why there was liquor stores everywhere.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And especially open on Sundays.
That would sure suck if you lived in a town like... I know when I was in college, Brookings, you could not buy liquor on Sundays. You couldn't buy anything off sale, I don't think, on Sundays.
You have to prepare for your period and have make sure that you have wine in the house or booze of some sort. Or know somebody that has it on hand.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I need to borrow some beer.
Got plenty of wine, that's for sure. But then again, there's wine in here every day.
Oh, only coming from you.
Uh-huh. What was up with the three bottles of wine on your desk yesterday? You looked like you were working on a good drunk.
I wish. No, it's actually for a donation.
Oh, okay.
For a silent auction.
I didn't look real close. I just saw three booze bottles there. I'm like,
they were full. They were not opened.
Someone had a good lunch, I guess. This
is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The World Series starts tonight, so we got the numbers for the final games in each league's championship series.
Horrible.
The Giants' victory in Game 7, the National League Series, was seen by 8.1 million people on Fox, and only 5.3 million people tuned in to see the Tigers make a clean sweep of the Yankees in Game 4 of the American League Series on TBS.
The Division Series were so good, and the ALCS and NLCS were terrible.
Yeah, I don't get
it. They were horrible.
The Walking Dead had another big week for AMC. The second episode of the season was the most watched scripted show on cable with 9.5 million people tuning in.
I figured it would be down from the premiere.
Mm-hmm. CSI New York episode, which featured Green Day songs and no talking for the first half of the hour, attracted 9.5 million people. I know it's weird. And on TV tonight, World Series Game 1 is on Fox, Law & Order, SVU, and South Park. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 933, up to 52 today. It's 50 right now. It kind of sounded like I was singing. I don't know why. I didn't mean to sound like I was singing.
Because you've been singing the whole time off the air and
hey,
annoying me.
You were a wild one.
You know, I know that I can be annoying when I sing little bits and pieces of the song.
You don't sing the words, though.
Sometimes I hum.
You would sing, hey,
yeah, I'm a hummer. But
they're so much funnier when they're accidental. All right, so I have a story. There's a wide receiver from the University of North Carolina. You know what that kind of sounds like?
Oh, boy.
Never mind, I'm not going to do it. There's this wide receiver from UNC. He was supposed to contribute to a blog for a class.
Okay.
And the blog accounted for 30% of his grade. He wrote two posts in 7 days. And the first one was about poultry farming.
Okay.
The second was about people and pets. Very little of either posts were in his own words.
Oh.
First story was virtually identical to the passage on an education website written about four 11-year-olds and their peers. He plagiarized an 11-year-old's essay. Four 11-year-old's essay.
Wow.
He denied it on Twitter. His name's Eric Highsmith. He said an 11-year-old LOL, really? Dot, dot, question mark. C, apostrophe, M-O-N. Come on. You can lie better than that. Well, at least he got the last five words of the six words of the sentence right. A 11-year-old, it's an 11-year-old, yes. Eric. Good luck on graduating. Hope you make the NFL.
Yikes.
Another story here. There was a woman who was charged in a really, really weird deal. She was driving recklessly outside the entrance of Bethesda Naval Medical Center yesterday. Her name's Angela Cobbled. Charged with first-degree assault and reckless endangerment, according to a report. She was driving 90 miles an hour.
Why?
And drove into a building. Prior to this, she was bombing down the highway and eating a bar of soap.
Oh, was she in bath salts as well or what?
I don't know.
Wow.
No idea.
I can't imagine that that would taste very good. Maybe she just was swearing a whole bunch. So she was washing her old mouth out.
The
soap.
Car she was driving was a Hummer.
It was not.
No, it wasn't. I really wish it was, but it wasn't. Heroes of the day are next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:48. We're going to top out at 52 today. A couple things before we go. Bobby Brown got a DUI.
Oh.
He's been arrested on suspicion of drunk driving for the second time this year.
Surprise.
Yeah, I just saw it on the wire. It just hit a few minutes ago. Yeah, he's booked on suspicion of drunk driving. And was later released. Happened about 1 a.m. this morning. Whoops.
Not good.
Nope, not good at all. Last few texts we got, we were talking about that PMS might not be for real. I got a text from somebody saying PMS stands for poor man suffering.
Or putting up with men's.
Or... Another one he had was parked motorcycle syndrome. Mm-hmm. I get that in the winter all the time. Oh, I bet. Another one said, another text, you can get a DWI on a bike too. Yes, we knew that. You can also get them on a lawnmower,
a horse,
a Walmart shopping scooter thing.
Really?
Especially if you leave the parking lot.
Yes.
That will
do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And another person says that I suck at spelling. The only way I can spell is if it's in a song or a cheer.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go. Let's do heroes.
Every town needs a hero.
Working class
hero.
Hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
If you rob a bank and they give you less money than you asked for, I'm not sure if you should feel ripped off or not, but that's exactly what happened to 28-year-old Arthur Bundridge of New York.
Please tell me he didn't call the cops to complain.
And it got him busted. Just wait. On Monday, Arthur went into Alliance Bank branch in Syracuse and demanded $20,000. The teller shoved the money in the bag and gave it to him. Even though he didn't show a weapon or make a threat, Arthur left and the teller called the cops. Apparently, when Arthur got a chance to look in the bag, he realized the teller gave him less than $20,000 that he demanded, and he felt ripped off. So he went back to the bank to demand the rest of the money while the cops were there investigating the robbery.
While they were there, yes, investigating?
Uh-huh. He was arrested and charged for fourth-degree grand larceny.
Wow.
That's impressive.
The teller's like, that's him over there.
That
he's
dude.
Walking in. I'm not sure why, but he's walking in.
I didn't give him the whole $20,000 that he asked for.
You'd think crawling around on movie theater floors to steal women's purses is something some small-time dirtbag would do.
Okay.
You would be wrong.
All right.
49-year-old Anthony Johnson of Hartford, Connecticut, was a dirtbag criminal who crawled through movie theaters to steal credit cards out of women's purses, but he was netting about $70,000 a week. Add that up, $3.64 million a year. He did this from 2007 to 2010. He was running the scam where he'd go to a movie theater. A female accomplice would spot which women put their purses under their seats, and Anthony would crawl around stealing credit cards out of those purses. Then he'd max out the cards on shopping sprees or get huge cash advances at casinos. Fortunately, one detective in Greenwich, Connecticut, saw the pattern and started tying together credit card thefts all over the Northeast. He ended up turning his findings over to the FBI. They busted him back in August of 2010. This week, he was convicted for fraud and identity theft, looking up to 74 years in prison.
Yikes.
His accomplices are facing 12 years each.
Ooh.
Kind of ingenious, But after a while, wouldn't you just say, I had a good run?
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so the tally for the drinking game this week is Andy 5, Mel 3. Since you're gone on Thursday and Friday, tomorrow and Friday. Yeah. So have fun finding red jeans. Red wig, no problem. Yeah. I can probably borrow you the one that, or lend you the one that Quincy.
Drink!
I corrected it.
Show ain't over yet.
I corrected
it. Doesn't matter.
You still are not, okay, even if it's four, you still are one ahead. Anyway, okay. I have one for Quincy that she's wearing for Halloween that I could lend you.
I still have a couple minutes left. I mean, the show technically is not over yet, so.
And you think you're going to make me screw up?
Well, I have another minute and a half, so.
Okay.
What are you going to do while I'm gone?
Talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea, do you?
Not yet.
What is that thing you like to do when you're humming along to a song? And what do you call a person who does that?
A person who hums.
Okay.
Along to songs.
What was that SUV that was out for a while there? They don't sell them anymore. Well, they don't make them anymore. They still sell
them. I don't know what you're talking about. Are they really big?
Yeah, they're big. Based on a military vehicle.
Do they, like, burn a lot of gas?
Yeah, they had, like, letters. Like, it was, like, the H2, H3.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember what that was?
I can't recall what that might be.
I still can't believe you said that. Like, did you hear it when it came out of your mouth?
Oh,
like the instant?
Yeah.
It's like, oh no.
As soon as I said it, immediately juvenile laugh.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I'm out of time. I guess I lost the bet. So I'll be dressing up like Mel in red pants.
Congratulations.
All right, time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. I will talk to you Monday, and Mel will do something tomorrow. I don't know what that will be.
Hot 104.7.com.